If you're pounding the pavement and scouring store shelves for a rapid at-home COVID test, you're not alone in your search. In Philadelphia and across the country, rapid at-home tests are hard to come by. Amid a surge in Omicron cases, President Biden in December promised 500 million rapid at-home tests, but it's unclear the earliest people will have access to them. POC, a partner in WHYY's News and Information Community Exchange, hit the streets of Philadelphia to see how residents are faring amid the COVID testing crisis.
At-home COVID tests. Lots of people are desperate to get their hands on one.
Now, officials here saying they need two things, a little patience from the people waiting and a little more help from the city.
The Philadelphia Health Department planned a distribution of up to 24,000 rapid at-home COVID test kits. City officials say there's a shortage of qualified staffers to administer COVID tests, adding that labs that run these tests are overwhelmed. And for many, price has been a hurdle, too.
Big man, little man.
It makes me real mad.
I'm gonna say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC, and I'm back for another edition of Mad or Nah. While coronavirus cases are spiking in Philly and around the country, rapid at-home tests have dwindled and testing sites are crowded. A number of news outlets have characterized this moment as a failure to the Biden administration. So I hit the streets of Philadelphia to ask, does the scarcity in rapid COVID testing make them mad or not?
Like, frustrated, I guess, you know. I mean, now I was fortunate to find, you know, a couple home tests, but they're few and far between. It's all very frustrating, you know, in terms of how the pandemic has been handled from the very beginning. Certainly in the previous administration, and some challenges even in this administration as well. So,
thank you. And if you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
I live in West Washington Square.
I'm not surprised because the government as a whole seems disconnected from each other. The government's so big, it has to be reactive instead of proactive. And so they're trying to catch up. But COVID's too transmissible. You got to be in front of it. You can't be behind. So, I mean, most plans that they put into effect require so many levels of approval. By the time it's approved, it's too late. The pandemic's making a lot of money for a lot of rich people. So they're not going to get a handle on it until they come up with another way to make some more money.
I appreciate that. And if you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
Germantown.
Not really mad. It's just uncomfortable for us. Like 2 weeks ago, I was sick. I was trying to get an appointment for a test and I can't find it. I look online, I go to a pharmacies and I can't buy any test kits. So it's annoying. It's not really mad. It's just annoying.
Thank you. And if you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
I'm downtown, Spring Garden.
What is there to be mad at?
Not only am I angry, but I think it's more disappointment because I voted for Biden and I thought he was going to do justice, and I don't see justice for Philadelphia. Sorry.
And if you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
I'm in Center City.
I haven't had to take a test yet. I'm trying to keep myself safe for the most part, but hopefully things, you know, get better. You know, have more tests for people, you know, instead of people waiting in line and then they're in the line all day and there's no more tests.
Thank you for that. And if you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
Northeast.
Keep your radios locked.
No, I mean, I think the situation sucks. I think it should be made available to everybody. If they're having it mandated, we have to be vaccinated, then they should at least well be get tested if you don't want that option. I'm upset. I work in the restaurant business, so it's greatly affected the business I work in. So I had to get out of state to avoid the vaccination. So that way I can freely work and not be oppressed by the government.
And what part of the city do you represent?
Right now I live in North Philly, but I'm from South Philly.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, I've seen that they're like saying that, oh, there's so many places like handing out tests and all this, but everyone I talk to can't find an at-home test. You know, oh, we're handing them out for free at so many places, but people in the Philadelphia just don't have access to them right now. They were handing them out like a month ago. How does that help people who are sick right now?
It makes me really upset. Like, and that's just making it so it spreads more because everyone's just around searching for them.
I agree. Thank you for that. If you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
Yeah, I'm in West Philly.
I mean, you know, basically it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's a win and lose situation. Bottom line of it is that, you know, they're not keeping up to their part. That's just the way I look at it. It's not only just Philadelphia, you know, it's just higher than Philadelphia.
Tune in 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.